ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन
ओम शांति ऑन द डे ऑफ सतगुरु ऑन दिस डे ऑफ रिसीविंग ब्लेसिंग्स कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस फॉर मायसेल्फ एज आई रीच्ड द सटल रीजन।
वचन का वातावरण इतना प्यारा लगता था।
The atmosphere was so loving.
जैसे कि light ही light में।
It felt as though there was just light and more light in all four directions.
बस उसमें ही कुछ सेकंड के लिए।
For a few seconds, I was lost in those vibrations of light. But Baba was not visible.
कुछ सेकंड के बाद
After a few seconds, what did I see? I noticed Baba coming from a distance. And Baba then said, Come child. Each child's loving remembrance and their pure feelings, their thoughts have already reached Baba.
बाप ने बच्चों को उनकी भावनाओं का रिटर्न बाप तो सदा अमृत वेले से ही
From the time of Amrit Vela, Baba continues to give the return of the children's love and their pure feelings. I then asked Baba where he had been to today. Baba started to smile. For a second, Baba just remained silent. And again I asked Baba, Baba, where were you? Where had you been today? So Baba then said, Acha, I'll tell you. Today, the father went on a tour of the world. What did Baba see there? Baba just kind of spread out his arms a bit. And what appeared was two types of laboratories. One was this laboratory of science and the other this laboratory of silence. And in the laboratory of science there were three large bulbs. The three bulbs were like the shape of a globe. Sometimes one globe was going up, one was going down, some was in the middle. So that was what was visible. And then in the laboratory of silence, what did I see? There were three globes of light there as well. One globe was moving up and then coming slowly down, gradually and just settling down there. The second globe was going a little up and the third globe, the light was flickering on, off, on, off. Baba then explained, Baba went on a tour of both these missions, these laboratories. The mission of science, their progress is a bit ahead compared to the mission of silence, the laboratory of silence. There, those of science are a bit more concentrated, more focused, and through that focus they are creating new inventions. If one is not successful, they focus on another. If the second is not successful, then the third. And in comparison, the mission of silence are making a lot of effort, but there are certain things that come as obstacles and hinder that progress. So the first hindrance refer to the first globe of light. The first one represents one's own sanskars. So as they try to elevate themselves, the sanskars pull them down. And the second globe of light represented extroversion. Baba's children, rather than go into the inner depth of silence, they are affected by the external world, they come into extroversion, and they are attracted from time to time to the external scenes. They compare external situations with knowledge, and then they're not able to experience the attainments, the true attainments that Baba wishes to give them. Thirdly, Baba said, what do the children do? Because of the lack of power of realization, they come into comparison and competition. Because of that, the third bulb flickers. It lights up and then it gets dim again. So they come and the children come into comparison and competition, and so the light is not constant. Silence has to win over science. Both are progressing, but there are sometimes differences between the progress from time to time. Baba smiled and said further, what do the children have to do? You have to pay special attention to silence. When the children have full awareness of time and their eternal home, then the intellect will get detached from all other aspects, it will go into introversion and practice the power of silence. Secondly, the children have to pay special attention to the power of realization. Baba is giving it to us, but you have to experience it. The more you continue to experience this power of realization, then you will have such attainments through silence, then that those vibrations will spread throughout the world. Thirdly, Baba said, at every moment, every step, always remember that the Father has made you children master bestowers. The attainments you have received through silence, continue to experience them more, become master bestowers, and spread the vibrations of the power of silence in the world, and then you will be able to gain victory over science. So when you compare both silence and science, sometimes one, you know, the weighing scales keep changing. One time, sometimes science is more powerful, sometimes silence is more important, more strong. So according to the time, you have to increase your inner silence. Don't think about too many things. Just keep one powerful thought to your mind. Make your stage powerful. Baba then said, science is doing work so fast to create the new world, help create things for the new world for you. But you're the ones who are going to rule over that new world. So within your spiritual effort, practice intense efforts and practice the power of silence. Baba then invited everyone to the subtle region. Baba was giving the children a lot of love. Baba said, Baba sees how the children are so dedicated in Baba's task. They're making sincere efforts and they want to give the message to everyone. I then offered bhog to Baba, and after that, whoever bhog was offered for, I shared that news with Baba. Baba spread out his arms, and whoever bhog was offered, Baba emerged those souls in front of him, took them in his embrace, and gave the return of their love. Baba then offered each soul bhog and sent remembrances for everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.